This week's Parsha is Zachar, where we have a special kriya, and according to many shitas and the Shulchan Aruch brings down that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that once a year we should read about what Amalek did to us. So one has to be mechaven that they're being kind of the mitzvah of mentioning the ma'isim of Amalek, and the Rambam says the mitzvah is that understanding it, which will bring to a hatred against them, to have a sinner, to have an eva against the people of Amalek or those that represent Amalek, that represent Ra, that they bring Ra into this world. What was it that Amalek did to us? So the Pasuk tells us that when we were leaving Mitzrayim, we went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, we came to Kriyas Yamsuf, we were on a tremendous high. And they came to Ashikarcha Baderach, they tried to cool us off. And that should bother us. That connection which we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time, they wanted to cool that off and break it, say, you have no connection. And that should really bother us. Of course, the Chatzchil, if one can hear every word, that's the best thing. However, if one didn't miss a word or two or three, according to Rav Moshe, according to Rav Shem Zalman, you don't have to hear it again. Also, it's best to hear it in your havara, your pronunciation. However, if you do hear it in a different pronunciation, you are Yaitza. So, Svardi Bacha doesn't have to go out to hear it somewhere else. If he's part of yeshiva, he can hear it in yeshiva. And someone who misses Parshas Zachar, so then one can make it up with the kriya on Purim from the end of Parshas B'Shalach. On Monday is Tainus Esther. Monday is Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is a fast day, where the idea of Tainus Esther is, as the Mishmur explains, that since Esther and Mordechai, before they went out to fight the Haman and his people, they did tshuva. They fasted. How do we know they fasted? It's an assumption, because just like we find that Moshe Rabbeinu fasted on the day that he went to fight with Amalek, Chazal tells us, so it makes sense that Bevadai, Mordechai and Esther did the same thing. So they fasted, they did tshuva, they dived into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their tefillas. And with that, they went into the Neis HaPurim. So too we begin with Tainus Esther, which is the start of the Neis HaPurim, to show, to prove to ourselves and to everyone else that when we cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are mispalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He listens to our tefillas and He brings Yeshuas. That is the idea of Tainus Esther. That's what one has to think about on Tainus Esther. And with that, also going into Kriyas Megillah, which the same idea applies to Kriyas Megillah, the Pirsum HaNeis, which is, the Rambam explains in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, is to prove that there's no other nation. The Pasuk in the Torah that says no other nation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to them and listens to their tefillahs. That's the idea of Tainus Esther. On Tainus Esther, there is also Segula brought from the Kavayasha to say the Kapitel Chof Beis. It's the tefillah that Esther herself said, the Mizbech Chof Beis, and then ask a bakasha. But the idea is that it's a day of tefillah. It's a happy day be'etzem. It's a happy day because it's a day of tefillah. It's a fast mitam tshuva for a good reason. Other taneisim is for a sad reason. There was a Chorban Beis Migdash. The Yidden was sieged. But over here, there's a good reason for it. Someone who's not well, someone who's weak, cannot fast, or if he'll fast, he won't be able to function properly on Purim. Over here, we have a day apart, but if it's an effect, he's doing mitzvahs on Purim, so there's room for leniency. One should ask a shayla. Shabbos.